Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.
Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Raz and Daniel at Higher Ground Financial Group.
And we talk about reducing the three biggest killers in retirement: risk, fees, and taxes. So you can go to our website to find out more, riskfeestaxes.com, and you can schedule a free consultation with us. We'll be happy to talk to you and give you fiduciary advice for you.
And you know, one of the funny things is people sometimes focus on just one of those, like taxes. I got to reduce taxes. And they don't think about the risk or the fees because they don't think that those are real, that they're a real problem. And yes. I would say that, you know what, at least when you pay taxes, you're going to get roads and hospitals, right? When you lose money in the market through risk, you get nothing. You get no benefit to you, okay? Fees, if you pay fees and it goes to your advisor for something that you're not getting a benefit for, then your advisor's getting rich without benefiting you. Now, sure, fees are fine to pay for if you're getting something you want for it, but you got to look at both, all three of those, risk, fees, and taxes, to see what is taking money out of your pocket. And there are many ways to minimize those. And one of the things that comes up a lot is real estate. Now, real estate can be a great way to diversify your assets, but it can also be a great way to diversify your taxes, right?
Yes. It can be one of the best tax-efficient ways to invest if you have the right property and it's doing the right thing.
But wait, what about legacy? If you tie up all your money in real estate, how does that affect your legacy?
Well, if it's done properly, your kids will inherit that money or those properties without any tax at all. Any capital gains at all.
Wow. So even though I might be depreciating the property, taking tax benefits now, my kids, it doesn't hurt them at all?
Correct. You know, they would inherit with no capital gains. Now, there may be estate tax. We could get to that later. But rental properties are a very useful area in order to produce cash flow and to reduce taxes. Now,
first of all, rental properties is a very polarizing word, right? There's people that are like, I will never, ever, ever have a rental property. And some people say, rental property is the only way to go. Don't put any money in the stock market. Well, the thing is, you shouldn't put all your money in one basket anyways, right, to begin with. But rental properties, doesn't mean you have to be a landlord, okay? When you're looking to get retired and not be that, pulled in different directions, being a landlord can really be a hassle.
So what do you mean? How can you own a property and not be a landlord?
Well, there's property managers in place. Yeah, and the tough part is finding the right property manager at the right expense that is going to actually keep your best interest in mind and do the job they're supposed to do. And that's hard to do because there's a lot of property managers that really are not worth the money you pay them.
So you need to find a good property manager. But one of the things, and we're speaking specifically about real estate investing as it relates to retirement planning, right? So there's a lot of different types of real estate investing you can do. You can do construction. You can build new homes, you know, buy a lot, build on it, sell that. You can flip houses. You can, you know, buy a foreclosure or
you can buy and hold and wait for appreciation. There's a lot of different things you can do.
And so many people, when they think about investing in real estate, they are thinking about, well, where can I buy something that will be worth more in the future?
Appreciation.
And in the context of retirement planning, that is a terrible way to think about real estate. You do not want to be buying real estate for the purpose of hoping it goes up someday in value if you need this money for retirement, because you're not getting income. Right. If you're not getting consistent, positive cash flow, and you will not be in the near future from your property, it's not a good property. I talked to somebody just the other day. They have a $500,000 rental property. They bought quite a bit ago, and they're hoping it's going to go up. It went up in value a little bit, but they're losing money on it because after they pay the mortgage and the expenses, their rent is barely covering it. And whenever they have a maintenance issue, they're actually losing money on that property every year. But someday it'll go up. Someday it'll go up. Well, someday is here. You're retired. You need to have cash flow. Otherwise, you have this. They had about $250,000 of equity. This money is sitting there. And I said, how much is your money earning? It's earning zero. So you have $250,000 invested, but it's not earning anything at all because you're only hoping it might go up in value, but you can't actually spend that.
All right. So, Dave, what I'm hearing from you is that money is only good if you are able to spend it, right?
Yes.
If you can take a picture of it, put it on the wall and can't touch it, it's no good to you. It doesn't do you anybody good. It's maybe you have bragging rights. You can talk to your friends at the golf course or at the country club, say, oh, I have $10 million of the property and I'm going broke maintaining that property. But you don't tell them that part. So it's not about the actual amount or the what you have. It's cash flow. Cash flow is king. Whether you're in working years or retirement years, it's all about cash flow. The more cash flow you have, the better off you are. So especially in retirement, you don't have the time to wait for appreciation. Appreciation is good. Yes, your family will benefit from it. Your kids, grandkids will benefit from that. But that's not really the main purpose. The main purpose is to make sure you have cash flow that is good. Because if you have a rental property and you're making only, say, 1% profit out of that, and you have $500,000 in that property and you're making 1%, well, you take that $500,000 and put in a CD today and make 5%. Why in the world would you go through all that headache and hassle and make, you know, literally 75% less than you could make someplace else?
So that's a good example, Raz, because how do you really know if your particular property, maybe you already have a rental property, how do you know if this property is worth keeping? Well, the best way to figure that out is to compare what you're making now to what you could be making if you invested someplace else that was guaranteed. Because rental properties have some risk.
Mm-hmm.
So you do not want to be earning less than what you could earn with no risk, right? And so if you can get interest in a bank account or a fixed annuity or CD or something that's guaranteed, and let's say it's going to pay you 5%, well, then you would not want to have any property that's going to pay you less than that consistently, right? Now, percent of what? Percent of your equity that's in there. And a lot of people get this mixed up because they think, well, the property's worth $500,000. And, you know, so I'm going to rent it for 10%, you know, $50,000 a year. Well, how much money do you have in it? Is it paid off? Do you have a mortgage on it? What do you want to calculate would be how much equity do you have in the house? Because if you sold that house, how much money would you get out of it? And then you could take that money and you put it in the bank and earn interest. So that's the baseline that you compare it to.
So you compare that baseline to, okay, how much income I'm making minus all the expenses. So how much is spendable income? Not, I mean, if you're making $3,000 a month in rent, but if your expenses are $3,200, you're not making money, you're losing money.
Right.
But let's say your expenses are $2,500 and you're making $3,000. Well, that's $500 of income. But if you have $500,000 of cash in there, that's only $500 a month. That's $6,000 a year on $500,000.
It's only about 1%.
Less than 1%.
1.2%.
Yeah. So that's not a good investment. You have a $500,000 house, but it's not doing anything for you. Now, if you don't really need the money, hey, good for you. You're wealthy. You just want to hold on to money and hold on to assets. And
but, then you're not using it for retirement planning. And if you're not using real estate for retirement planning, there are other types of real estate that are useful to have. But for the clients on this program, we're really talking about how to use rental properties and other real estate in general to supplement and help your retirement plan. And that means you really need cash flow. So there, the proper property, it's kind of a tongue twister. If you find a good property in a good location, you would hope to make more on the amount that you have invested. After all your expenses, you need to be making quite a bit more than what you could earn guaranteed on a risk-free asset.
Our rule of thumb is you got to be able to make money with a mortgage and do well. Then if it doesn't have a mortgage, it's even better. But our rule of thumb really should be about 8 to 12% minimum of income from that whatever money you have invested.
That does not mean you get that every year because there are maintenance things that come up, right? So you're not guaranteed to get 8 to 12%, but you should at least be projecting that. You should only buy a property if you're hoping or expecting that you could make 8 to 12%.
After all expenses.
After expenses, yes.
So it's very important to take a look at all the numbers and also that you shouldn't be so involved in it that you can't go take a vacation. you got somebody else taking care of that. Because if you have to be taking phone calls about toilets or lock codes or things like that, it's not worth the time. There's lots of different things that come up with rental properties. One is you can get a renter in there that you can't get rid of, right? What happens there? They won't leave. Yeah, you know, somebody will be on hard times. Whatever, they might have lost their job and they can't pay the rent. What do you do? So those are risks you have to take into consideration. And there are ways to mitigate that risk. So one of the ways that a lot of our clients have done is gone away from long-term rentals to short-term rentals. There's short-term rentals with VRBO, Airbnb. That's one option. And there's also rentals in commercial, like medical rentals, dental offices or medical buildings. So those things, they're pretty much kind of guaranteed they're going to pay you, right? A lot of retail space is empty now. 50% of retail space is empty in most places. And office space, 50% of that is empty. Why? Because COVID changed the whole environment. People are shopping online. People are working remotely. So a lot of commercial real estate may not have the same effect that it did before. So you got to be aware of that. And so if you're looking at commercial real estate, look at the things that are still going to be there, like healthcare industry is always going to be there, right?
And so if you want to learn more about how real estate may be a good piece of your retirement plan, go ahead and make an appointment with us. Go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll be happy to talk to you one-on-one. Now, we are not realtors. We are not a real estate company. I am a tax attorney, and I do the math on whether it's going to be profitable potentially for you, and we help you find out what is the best strategy and how much might make sense to have allocated to real estate for retirement income.
Yeah, so Daniel's a tax guy. We're the numbers people. We look at the math behind it and show you the math. And once you have that information, then you can make better decisions whether it makes sense. And what if you have an underperforming property? I mean, we were talking to somebody right now. Earlier today, we had an appointment, and they had a property that they had paid off. It was worth $350,000, and they're only making $1,000 a month in rent. And we looked at the numbers, and like, wow, this is really not anything. You could take that same $350,000, put it in a CD, and make three times as much money. So what do we do? So we looked at the AirDNA that told us, you know, what the occupancy rate was. We looked at the Airbnb and see what the place they're renting for. And we're talking about strategies of changing over from a long-term rental to a short-term rental. And instead of making $1,000 a month, now she can make $1,000 a week if it's a short-term rental. It doesn't work like that in every place. And you have to make sure that it is allowed with your HOA and things like that. So those are the things you have to take into consideration. But really, look at the math. Don't just do it out of emotion. Look at the math. Make sure the math works.
And so the most important thing to remember about real estate in retirement is if you're using it as part of your retirement plan, it needs to be income-producing real estate. You need to make more than what you could make guaranteed somewhere else. And if you have it set up properly, it could be tax-free income. So we love real estate as part of our clients' retirement plans. It really makes sense to have it as a piece. It's good for tax-free income if it's set up properly because of depreciation. But go ahead and make an appointment with us. Go to riskfeestaxes.com, and you can learn more about real estate and other things, all about reducing and eliminating those three biggest killers in retirement planning, which are risk, fees, and taxes.
And we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasby. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.